Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, what's up, players? WWE Hall of Famer Teddy Long. I just want to endorse some of my brothers that are doing an outstanding job of podcasts. I'm talking about the First Black Champ podcast, one of the greatest podcasts of all time, and it's growing and growing each and every day. Talking about my man, J.R. Bang, and Champ from the Port. Players, you better take a listen to them, and if you don't, I'll have J.R. Bang and Champ put them in a tag team match, and it's going to be a lot of trouble.
Yes, this is American Idol. You know, I should have prepared something like that for y'all. You know what I'm saying? Oh, man. But yes, man, do not adjust your screen, your device, or whatever method you choose to hear and see these faces. Normally, man, it is a Saturday. It's a Saturday afternoon. And I just got done with part one of my nap. Part two coming soon. All right. But in the meantime, let's get into it. Let's talk about wrestling. And let's talk about wrestling like nobody else in the world. So, yeah, it's time. It is time for the First Black Champ podcast. And I am still your podcast intercontinental champion, Camp from the Port.
And I am JR Bang. Make sure you rate, like, subscribe, download wherever you get your favorite podcast, the Barbershed Network, home of First Black Champ. Make sure you follow us on everything DFBCPOD.
Yeah.
Last week, we was talking to you right before the Royal Rumble. Mm-hmm. We had some predictions.
Yep.
Shit didn't go as accurately as we thought on some of these joints. Now, couple we got right.
For sure.
Well, not necessarily. Well, two we got right. Like two, but one of them was a foregone conclusion. And the other one, we left ourselves some grace. Yeah. She was in there.
Yeah, for sure. You know, as I was, getting the updates, because I couldn't watch in real time, I was like, you know what? We sounded like the war room for the Royal Rumble and everything like that. Because I think a lot of things happened and didn't.
Yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying? But it was like, even the manner in which we spoke about certain events, it was like, okay, wow, you know, I mean, hey, I know for sure I went from Braun Breaker definitely winning the Royal Rumble to saying like, yeah, this not only is it not going to happen, like, let's gear this up for 2027 for him, if anything. So,
now look, let's start with the ladies. For the ladies, that's for real.
And I came on my shuffle randomly when I was on the tread for my 2 miles the other day.
Hey, man, you know, I still remember peddling that album like I was a record rep for Rockefeller.
For sure, they owe you. They owe you.
So look, we both had Liv Morgan in our winners. Like I said, that I feel like Bianca Belair should win,
mm-hmm.
but Liv Morgan was going to win. You said that Liv Morgan or Raquel Rodriguez should win, but you felt like Bianca Belair. Bianca Belair was nowhere to be found, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
I did not think she was nowhere near Saudi Arabia. She was probably in Tennessee with Montez, or she was somewhere else. But that being said, Liv Morgan, your 2026 Royal Rumble Women's Champion, well-deserved. Because she was a bridesmaid twice.
Yeah.
Twice.
Absolutely.
And now she was a bride. I don't want to ask that they get it right. Because I think they got it right.
For sure.
But I will ask, really going into the choosing of who is going to be her opponent. Should she choose Stephanie Vaquer? Should she choose Jade Cargill? Do you believe that it will be somebody else that she will be wrestling as they will be the champion as we get to WrestleMania? What are your thoughts around who should Liv Morgan, I guess I won't say choose because it could be different champions, but who should she wrestle?
If you put me on the spot right now, I would say Jade Cargill, because it's the more box office, right? But in reality, though, a person like Liv Morgan, like a person like her, like somebody as hot as she is, somebody that's improved as much as she is, somebody that people just feel like they just earn and deserve the world right now. Actually, the perfect person for her to go over is on Stephanie. Because although she's been great, and I think the crowd does love her and all those things, her U.S. domestic star power is not where it needs to be. So that's why I would put her over on her. But that also has me thinking that if, let's say, like Liv doesn't choose before, like, say, the Elimination Chamber, which I don't think that's going to happen, then my money would be on the belt coming off of Stephanie and whoever that is going against Liv.
I would rather see Liv versus Raquel Rodriguez with some type of breakup, of course, happening in the process. But then Stephanie Vaquer defeated Raquel Rodriguez in the Philadelphia Street Fight.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm probably going to stick with Stephanie Vaquer here because I would rather see Jay Cargill and Bianca Belair go up against each other. I have no reason to want Liv Morgan to go up against Stephanie Vaquer at this point right now.
Yeah.
And seeing Liv and Jade Cargill on SmackDown on Friday solidified that for me. Don't need to see that. There's a little bit of history, but that history revolves around Jade thinking that it was Liv that jumped her, but it was Naomi.
Yeah.
It's something to me, like, I think you said something last week when we were talking about the Rumble and how Raquel Rodriguez has really done her thing for the last couple of months. Mm-hmm. And then she gets thrown over the top rope by Liv Morgan at the Royal Rumble and was like, yo, why you do that? On Monday, she's like, yo, why you do that? Just don't come down here. You lose. But I don't think there's a clean way for them to have them go up against each other unless it's a triple threat match. And because I already feel like it's going to be one main title that's going to be in a triple threat match where it looks right now, I don't need to see that. I don't need to see multiple triple threat matches.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say Stephanie Vaquer. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say Stephanie Vaquer versus Liv Morgan, but they got to make me want this. They got to make me want to see these two. You got to give me something to to sink my teeth in and be like, yo, I really like this.
Right now,
that is geared towards the internal when it comes to the judgment day and not necessarily anything outside of it.
Mm-hmm. See, but that's the problem. Again, you know, we're wrestling fans, obviously, and, you know, it should go to the, you know, well, every superstar is deserving, because who are we to say that who don't deserve to go to WrestleMania, right? You know, but, and Damian, I want to, because I think you got the wrong name for the person that you're speaking of right here.
Damian be tweaking sometimes.
You know what I'm saying? But shout out to Damian, man. We love that you tune in. See, I feel like Stephanie, although, you know, she is, you know, the Spanish Lucifer or whatever, and she got the cakes out, you know what I'm saying? She gives me more mid-card, and not jobber, but just mid-card talent than superstar. I absolutely think Liv is a superstar. Especially if you look at the women's roster as presently constructed, and you look at the women that are dominating or have dominated over the last 5 years, Liv is smaller, not as athletic. At one time, she was not as near, well, she wasn't nearly where we're going to give her a mic. And look where we are today. Like, I think people super underestimate the concept of developmental and how it is bigger than just, oh, I was in NXT. We like that, like a lot of people who aspire to be wrestlers should be studying exactly what Liv Morgan has done over the last 6 years. It is absolutely remarkable. With that being said, with her being so dynamic now, it's almost disrespect to say that she's going to win the title at WrestleMania, and the person that she's going to go over on is going to be Stephanie Vaquer, because somebody else needs to have a moment where they are made from it as well. I don't think winning or losing benefits Stephanie at WrestleMania right now. And that might sound crazy to say, but I ask all of you, and including you, Bang, if you would like to answer, Stephanie retaining her title at WrestleMania truly over anybody right now, do you think it helps or hurts her, especially with the year that she had last year?
Let me go back to the superstar part first, because I think that's the best place to start with this question. Liv is a superstar character.
Mm-hmm.
If we're talking about the character on the women's roster, I don't think there's a better character than Liv Morgan right now. And you could see when she jumps off on that screen, the reaction. Mm-hmm. And when she won the Rumble, reaction. All of those things, right? I don't think Stephanie Vaquer is a superstar character, but when it comes to the match that you get in the ring, she's a superstar in the ring. With that being said, at WrestleMania, you need both.
Yeah.
But I believe that her losing at Mania will give her... I don't think it will hurt Stephanie Vaquer to lose at WrestleMania, because she's going to give Liv Morgan quite possibly the best match that she's going to get from anybody outside of like Roxanne Perez on the Raw roster.
Yeah.
Liv's comeback, I think that solidified itself like 2 years ago. And then when she did the revenge tour with Rhea Ripley, it low-key hurting Rhea Ripley. When I look at WrestleMania, I'm looking at the storyline of WrestleMania.
Mm.
Like, when we get to WrestleMania, I want to know why I need to be invested in this match. And I can say, at least in my opinion, in the last couple of months, there have been numerous PLEs that I've not really been engaged with because there's no reason to be engaged, or I haven't gotten any reason to be engaged in this.
Mm-hmm.
When we get to the main event of WrestleMania, that's engagement. When we talk about that later on in the show, mm-hmm. I'm engaged. Like, I thought I was going to be more engaged if it was Roman and Seth.
Mm-hmm.
No. It's going to be some real heat behind these promos,
mm-hmm.
Punk and Roman. Some real heat. And Roman is basically about to show creative, while I'm right and y'all wrong.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I need to be in this.
See, and for me, oh, go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, and to me, see, that's what makes great WrestleMania matches.
Right.
I'm like, I don't know how people still feel about Enzo, but when he was like, the topic, the segment was, what's the greatest WrestleMania match of all time? And he was like, dude, is Rock versus Hogan at WrestleMania 18. He was like, I know, like, all you five-star match people, like, y'all feel a certain way, and, oh, you might want to say is Ricky versus Macho, or you might want to say is Bret Hart, Shawn Michaels. He was like, but no. He was like, the moment of everybody's life and the match is Hogan versus Rock. And honestly, because it's still Vince McMahon's vision, it was about the moment. It was about the spectacle. I don't see those words attached to Stephanie where we are right now. So, yeah, if it was Monday Night Raw, I'm with you on the match. For WrestleMania, I don't see it.
And that's why I agree with you to that point. Mm-hmm. They got to make me care.
Mm-hmm.
You have to make me care about this now. When we get to WrestleMania, this is... I think wrestling fans, because of the five-star match part, the in-ring part, and not the storyline, just the moves and the storytelling within the match.
Yeah.
They forget that WrestleMania is built off of stories. And the best WrestleManias we talk about all the time are built on stories. When we talk about WrestleMania 1 and 2, well, we don't talk about WrestleMania 1 and 2. Why? Because what was the story coming into that bitch?
Muhammad Ali is coming.
That's it. Muhammad Ali coming is the first one. It's extravaganza. And WrestleMania 2 was Hulk Hogan going up against King Kong Bundy. God bless America. And if you didn't think Hulk Hogan was going to win that bitch when they won, you knew Hulk Hogan was going to win when they did the national anthem and they had him with a flag
mm-hmm.
on that. It wasn't no reason to watch a cage match. But the storyline of it was Don Morocco and King Kong Bundy flattening him on Saturday night's main event, broke his ribs, now I got to get my revenge.
Mm-hmm.
Storyline don't really come in heavy
yeah.
to help you tell the story and the match, in the match, until Hulk Hogan and Andre the Giant wrestle.
Yeah.
And that starts in February. Mm-hmm. It starts with Andre the Giant looking at the belt. All right. At a house show or whatever. Then it goes to Piper's Pit. The trophy compared to Hogan's. And Hogan coming in. And, oh, man, Andre, you're my best friend. And Andre saying, yo, I want a title match. Hogan was like, nah. And here come Bobby the Brain Heenan. Now we got a match.
Yeah.
Now we got a match. WrestleMania 4. Oh, go back to WrestleMania 3. Macho Man. Ricky the Dragon Steamboat.
Yeah.
Hitting the throat with the joint. Can't talk. Also, you got George the Animal Steel, who had a feud with Macho Man around Elizabeth. Those two had a story going into it. The reason why I always pick Ricky and Macho over Hogan and Andre mm-hmm. is simply because the match was better and you knew the story coming in. Mm-hmm. Not saying that Hogan and Andre wasn't a good match, because I definitely was like, oh, man, I don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
But the match and the storyline, to me, wins out with Macho and Ricky Steamboat. WrestleMania 4, it's the tournament. Because you got the main event mm-hmm. that happens. And, Russ, we're going to get to you in a second. You got the main event. Hogan loses the belt. You got the tournament. Mega Powers. Oh, Macho won. WrestleMania 5. They don't like each other. WrestleMania 6. Hogan, Ultimate Warrior. WrestleMania 7. We got the career match. And then we got Hulk Hogan fighting for America. I could keep going. What's the story? We got one. We ain't got it with Stephanie McQueen yet. Yeah. And whoever she might wrestle. Mm-hmm. But there's that when it comes to Raquel Rodriguez and Liv Morgan. To the point, this could definitely be Diesel Shawn Michaels at WrestleMania, yeah, which we never got.
True.
And you got Roxanne Perez just sitting there. So I would rather see a variation of that or Raquel Rodriguez versus Liv Morgan than Stephanie McQueen and Liv Morgan, because there's no story, in my opinion, to be told there.
No, it ain't. Because that's not your opinion.
Right, because Stephanie's the champ. What, we just going to have Raquel and Roxanne jump Stephanie and make us think that Liv is going to win a championship and then she don't? Right. Because if I had to put some money on it right now, Liv walking out of WrestleMania, the champ.
Oh, yeah. We can do it. If we can start our WrestleMania predictions now, that is mine. Yeah. I got Liv leaving WrestleMania the champ no matter what happens in the next, 6 weeks?
Hey, it don't matter who. She's going to be the champion. Now, we first black champ, so of course we're going to talk about Lash Legend and, to me, a star-turning performance at the Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
Do you feel like there was another person that had a star-turning performance, or do you feel like that was Lash Legend's Royal Rumble?
I feel like it was Lash Legend's Royal Rumble. And you know what? I mean, obviously, because of the ending, so LaRuca, you know what I'm saying? But no, I'm just going to give the edge to Lash Legend, not because I'm just high on her, because, you know, every Royal Rumble, you hope that somebody just comes out and the performance is just like, oh, damn. And I think for the world, it looked like, oh, damn, when Lash Legend did anything. And I love the fact that she really played into it. She very, very rarely do you get a Royal Rumble like the person that's not the winner give you so much energy, so much character, and then they kick ass. You know what I'm saying? Like that, like even the first time where they started the main guy, or the main like person just eliminating everybody, it's kind of bland. Like, don't get me wrong, Kevin Nash did a really good job, or that Kane did a really good job, but you kind of expect that, right? The women's division is a little different in regards to, like, yeah, you got your power girls, you got tall girls, skinny girls, athletic, technically sound, whatever. But a lot of them don't give you much character while they're doing their eliminations, or while they are, you know, just in process of being themselves. There was flashes of Bianca Belair and Lash Legend to me, and that's very important as a person like Bianca Belair has been out and her void hasn't even been filled in the slightest. And I'm not talking about just somebody in the main event, but somebody that black people can get behind because they black or like another black wrestler to get behind that we haven't been either shown or force fed in the last few years. So that's why I got Lash at the top, because, man, every time I see her, she looks like a superstar, and it's right on time. It ain't, damn, I wish they would have did this 2 years ago, or damn, I wish they would have gave her this, or, you know, or she deserves this. It's like, no, it's right on time. Like, she is lightning in a bottle, but she is also right place, right time for me, unquestionably.
Three, three for me, and number one is Last Legend. In fact, these three are all Nubian queens. But they're Nubian queens in a way that Saudi Arabia just told me they don't like black people.
There you go.
More specifically, black women.
Mm.
Last Legend is number one. They chanted overrated to Last Legend like she's been doing it.
Yeah.
It's like, what are we doing, Saudi Arabia? But she was number one. Sol Ruka's number two. Like, Sol Ruka let me know that when she gets to the main roster, she's going to have a title soon.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's going to be one of the intercontinental United States or the main, but Sol Ruka is a star. Mm. And she's also a mixed black woman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
They cheered her, though.
Yeah, they don't know.
On the surface, you will know that. So that's two. Three, and surprisingly enough, because it carried into this Friday, Kiana James.
Okay.
To me,
respect that.
Lash was expected. Sol Ruka, I was shocked to see as one of the final two.
Yeah.
But I did not expect what I saw out of Kiana James. First of all, Kiana James is bigger than I thought. Like, when she put Nia Jax on her shoulders, I said, whoa, hold on.
I actually forgot about that, yeah.
I was unfamiliar with this part of your game. Unfamiliar with this part of your game. And she lasted as long as you see some of those people that get put in those positions in the Royal Rumble. So she had time throughout the whole match to really show part of her skill set. I did not expect that from Kiana James. I expected that from Last Legend because of the hype and the build, her build. So they needed somebody to be like that monster person.
Uh-huh.
But I didn't. And Sol Ruka, you put her on Saturday night's main event with Bayley. You know they're going to do something.
Yeah, for sure.
I did not expect that from Kiana James. She gets my, even though she's third, she's my MVP based off of the fact, or I'll say most improved player, MIP, because I don't think that Kiana James has had a chance to shine on the main roster. She ended up getting hurt, but before that at NXT, she was pretty credible over there. But when she gets in the main roster, now she's managing Julia and taking pins for Julia, so Julia looks strong.
Yeah.
But you get Kiana James in that Rumble, I think she was number three. She got Nia Jax on the shoulder. She's showing her moveset. She's showing her ring psychology and all of that. And then you see her on Friday look good for herself in that match for the Tag Team Championship.
Yeah.
It makes me want to see more from Kiana James moving forward without Julia. I want to see what will happen without Julia if they give her some type of push. That being said, hey, Saudi Arabia didn't realize she was black, too. They threw three women merciful. Well, one woman. Saudi Arabia booed one woman mercifully and called her overrated. And you can't tell me it wasn't because of her skin color. Because two others who have a mixed race and look more opposite than what they think is black got cheered.
Yeah.
So you guys, Saudi got some explaining to do.
Either they're concerned about melanin count, or they want to know if their spouses are a fair skin. That's what I got. Got to be one of those.
Now, also within that, I don't know if you watched Unreal, the WWE Unreal this season yet.
No, I haven't seen it yet.
If and when you watch it, you have to watch it from the Chelsea Green side.
Yeah.
Sometimes people are so good at what they do, the niche of what they do, that people don't see them past that.
Yeah.
I know that because I've been there.
Uh-huh.
I know that because I've been there. I've been in situations where people would look at me as this segment or that segment, but not look at me as somebody that can be here.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's what they're doing to Chelsea Green.
So she's She's in season two also.
Yes.
Okay, because I felt like, because what you're saying, I felt like that when the first one.
Oh, it's even more telling on this one where you got Michael Hayes pretty much saying, like, she's not no top star. She's good in this area, but she ain't no top star. I ask you, do you feel like Chelsea Green could be a main event star for the women?
Yeah, absolutely. And shoot, until, well, when all those injuries hit, Chelsea Green was the only star on the roster, period, if you was asking me. Like, there was that brief moment of time. I think, you know, I'm going to use these people as characters to explain my point.
Okay.
They're trying to treat Chelsea Green like Santino Marella when she's really Roddy Piper.
Ooh.
That's how I feel. And it's like, I don't think that, I mean, outside of it being Hulk Hogan and needing to drive revenue, I live in a world up here as a wrestling fan where WrestleMania 5 for me could have also been the Macho Man Randy Savage versus Roddy Piper, and Piper goes over, and I have no problem with that. So for me, I think that's, we underestimate people that can make you laugh or whatever, right? Or we underestimate, like, I mean, again, like, hey, Doink the Clown could have been the Intercontinental Champion to me. That, like, that didn't, like, that. I think there's people that have, they're just a perfect combination of a lot of things. And Chelsea Green is so entertaining. And when you look at it, she really can wrestle. And they are treating her like R-Truth. And that's also, but hey, but look, everywhere but the WWE, R-Truth was a world champion, or got a chance to be. You know, so yeah, like, hey, quick, and R-Truth, like, depending on where you are, when you first saw him, you know, whenever you saw him for the first time, you see and feel the disrespect as far as the WWE run goes. Now I'm sure he's making a nice piece of change, because you don't just stay with a company that long if you don't drive revenue in some shape, form, or fashion. But Chelsea Green is the X factor in the women's division to me. I think she's more Bayley than she is anything. You know, so I think she's more Bayley than she's Mighty Molly. How about that? You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I think they're getting it totally wrong. Everybody can't be the bombshell that we all want to hit because she's thicker than Zuglass and she can get serious and beat ass, right? There's got to be some X factor champions. There's got to be some X factor women that exceed beyond the mid card in the women's division, and Chelsea Green would embody that if they just do it.
They see Chelsea Green as the person that can make somebody into a star, right? Mm-hmm. That's what it seemed like to me. Mm-hmm. You put Chelsea Green in the ring with insert person here. You put her in the ring with Sol Ruka. She's going to turn Sol Ruka into a star.
Mm-hmm.
Because of that reason, I believe she's a top star in the WWE.
Exactly.
And I believe she's championship material. Because if that's the case, when you beat me for this title, I'm putting you over.
Exactly.
And the fact that she has hench women helps that.
Yeah.
Because as a heel, I'm protected until I can no longer be protected. Mm-hmm. I do believe that Chelsea Green is a star. I do believe that Chelsea Green should have been a multi-time WWE Women's Champion right now.
Mm-hmm.
But I think she does her job so well. She does her segment, her niche so well that it makes it hard for people to say, yo, let's put the belt on her and build her into the champion we need until we get insert person over here to go ahead and beat her and put her over. Mm-hmm. I do believe that. And I believe that because of those reasons of her doing her job so good, she falls into that group of people like Rowdy Roddy Piper, like Jake the Snake, mm-hmm. like Mr. Perfect, like Razor Ramon, who are so over in some cases that you don't need to put a belt on them or do such a good job of putting people over. Because Jake the Snake Roberts, he was so over, he didn't need a belt. And I can tell you when exactly Jake the Snake Roberts should have won the championship. It just so happens when the downfall started to happen. But the minute he turned heel with the Never Trust the Snake shit, it should have been Jake the Snake Roberts versus Hulk Hogan at a WrestleMania.
Yeah. I'm with you here.
You're already hitting the fan when it's the life issues. Mm-hmm. When we talk about somebody like Mr. Perfect, he was so good at making wrestlers look good, you didn't need to put a major belt on him other than the Intercontinental Championship. Yeah. That's Chelsea Green right now. Yeah. I believe that Chelsea Green should have already been a multi-time women's world champion, but because she does her job so well, we ain't got to put her there.
Yeah. My last thing on this, and calling back to the first segment, if you tell me you're going to put Chelsea Green in WrestleMania, I don't care what she's doing. You tell me that Stephanie Vaquer is going to be at WrestleMania, I need to know exactly what she's doing, because you can't just do anything for me, and I'm okay with it. Sorry.
Yeah, that's just me, though. So let's move on to the career match that we got severely wrong.
Yeah, man.
Let me just say this, though, Kent, before you say anything. There was no way in hell I was thinking that AJ Styles was losing on foreign soil.
Yeah.
Like, if this was America, he was losing. I did not see this happening in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
But he lost. But is he really retired? Is he really retiring? Because to me, he played to the crowd too much. He played to the sympathy card too much. Mm-hmm. He ain't leave nothing in the ring like most retirements happen. He played to the crowd, then he finally left.
Mm-hmm.
And it don't feel like AJ Styles is retired because they moved on too quick.
Mm-hmm.
Am I wrong in thinking that AJ Styles versus Gunther will happen at WrestleMania?
Oh, wow. I don't know. I kind of want to say you're not wrong, right? Because I feel like Adam Pearce is going to, like, just say or do something that's just going to make this not a thing.
Tell it.
For me, once I seen that he lost, I was like, well, this is marking 10 years exactly to the day that he's been in the WWE. Because he debuted at a WrestleMania, at a Royal Rumble. So why would his last match not be at a Royal Rumble? Russ, you're right. You did not get it wrong. But again, even with the marketing and everything, and I'm looking at this and I'm like, but why even say all this if Gunther's going to ASAP AJ Styles out of WWE in the first quarter of 2026? I just don't feel like it's over. But at the same time, respect the new branding. If we respected the Legend Killer branding when Randy Orton did it, then we gonna respect Gunther being Ivan Drago of the WWE and he just laying everybody down. So,
you just explain why I don't think this over with.
Hey, you know what? Go ahead, because I'm out of words right now. If he, but Russ was right. Salute to Russ.
If he's the career killer, who careers next to kill?
Exactly.
Right. When you said Randy Orton, right?
Mm-hmm.
Randy Orton was the legend killer until he went up against The Undertaker.
There you go.
Yes. He wasn't the legend killer like that no more.
Yeah.
There's nobody's career left to kill on the grandest stage of them all.
Mm-hmm.
So here's why I believe this ain't over with yet.
Got it.
I put this in the same bucket as Becky Lynch.
Mm.
And if you watch Unreal, you'll know what I'm talking about.
Okay. Okay.
AJ Styles said last year when in Japan, when they first started talking about his retirement, is he mentioned WrestleMania. And he mentioned it like he's going to go through WrestleMania. Mm-hmm. Now all of a sudden it's the Royal Rumble. To me, that's dead giveaway number one, or possible dead giveaway number one.
Yeah.
You add the fact that he was playing to the crowd. He was faking, taking off the gloves, then take it off. They're like, oh. And he just left. No. Nah, fam, you don't play to the crowd like, man, I wonder if I want to give this up.
Yeah.
If you ain't coming back. Then, when you get to SmackDown, Gunther does what? He uses AJ Styles' theme song. And what else he do? He pack up his tag team partner. He chokes him. He hangs that man by his arm, and nobody came to save him.
Best photo in wrestling right now. That's got to be photo of the year.
He dropped him, and he just went limp.
You know what I'm saying?
You can't tell me that at WrestleMania, we not going to see Gunther versus AJ Styles. I'm probably wrong. Considering what happened, I wouldn't be surprised if I wasn't wrong. I don't think I am. Mm-hmm. I don't think this AJ Styles shit is over with. I feel comfortable in saying that it's going to be Gunther versus AJ Styles. And if AJ Styles loses that one, it is done. There is no coming back. I can see AJ Styles going to Japan for a couple of weeks. I can see that. I don't see him going to AEW. I can see him popping up on TNA and driving that storyline there. But what I saw at the Royal Rumble is AJ Styles not take off a glove, act like he was doing it. The crowd was saying, no, don't retire. Thank you, AJ. And then your mans get packed up, choked out, fall limp from the top rope because the man who defeated you took him out because you ain't there to protect him. Can't tell me that we're not going to see Gunther versus AJ Styles at WrestleMania. You just can't. Until it don't happen, it's going to happen in my eyes.
I dig it. I'm not mad at it, obviously. But see, my thing is if AJ goes over, it's still 2-1 though, right?
Yeah, I ain't saying he gonna go over.
Oh.
He gonna be there.
Okay.
I ain't saying he gonna go over.
I dig it. Man, you know, I don't know. I just don't know. But hey, I hope you're right and I'm wrong.
Yeah, we'll see. Do we need to spend a lot of time on Drew McIntyre versus Sami Zayn?
Nah. I mean, hey, look, it went how we said. That is, yeah. Hey, listen. It was Drew McIntyre versus Sami Zayn 11. That's what it was.
Well, we know how the other ones went. So moving right along, let's go to the Men's Royal Rumble. Roman Reigns defeated 29 men to win the Royal Rumble and pick a champ of his choice. And it seems like he's already picked him.
For sure.
So before we get to that, let's talk about the first thing we saw when it came to the Rumble. We looked at the pre-show and everything. Paul Heyman was pissed because Bron Breakker got number two. He said having number two is worse than number one because number one has the high ground and all of that stuff. They made a big deal just for a man with a black hoodie and a black mask to pack him up.
Yep.
Similar to how everybody else, CM Punk, got packed up at Survivor Series and all of that. And Paul Heyman's like, nah, fam, that was Seth Rollins who did that. Now, according to reports, Grayson Waller was underneath the mask, but it ain't going to be Grayson Waller that is the person that's announced that did it, right?
Right.
For that, I had to throw that out there because I was like, yeah, sometimes the internet wrestling community get on my nerves. Why did we need to know that there was Grayson Waller underneath the mask, right?
Why? Because it's not going to be the reveal.
Like it's that. Not going to be the reveal. That being said, Bron Breakker being number two and being instantly thrown out the Rumble by Obafemi after he's packed up by the Man in Black.
Mm-hmm.
What was your thoughts on that? Like, were we doing too much for the Rumble?
No, you know what? No, I'm not doing too much for the Rumble at all because the Rumble has been absent of moments like this. You know what I'm saying? Like, I often think about how, like the year the Macho Man eliminated himself because he wanted to get at Jake that bad. I often think about those situations where storyline and just story was either starting or ending, and it happened within the Royal Rumble. So for me, you're not doing too much. What you're doing to me is saying that Bron Breakker will have a prime spot in WrestleMania. It just will not be for the title because no way a guy on that trajectory having the last 6 months that he's had, well, 6 to 8 months now, is not going to be a prime spot in the biggest event for the company, the biggest event for the sport, any of that. So for me, I look at that and I say, Seth Rollins versus Bron Breakker, night one or night two, that goes. That's a standout moment. I'm here for that. And right now, that match is bigger than Drew McIntyre versus Bron Breakker or CM Punk versus Bron Breakker. It's just a bigger match. Seth Rollins versus Bron Breakker right now is the bigger match for him. And he needs big matches now. 2026, Bron Breakker needs big matches. That's a hell of a one to start off with.
Yeah, we back to old-fashioned grudge matches. I'm with it. Make that happen as long as Seth is healthy. I want to see Seth versus Bron. I like that, right? I just didn't like how that happened.
Yeah.
And the only reason why is because I'd rather it happened in the ring and not before he gets there.
Okay, I got you.
Like, I like the premise. I don't necessarily like the execution. Because I would have rather the Man in Black come up in the ring, boom, and then throw him out. And Obafemi be sitting there like, oh, okay.
Yeah. Then so you kind of watch the Guy Gonzalez match.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, I like the motive. I don't necessarily like the execution. But that's nitpicking, though, right? But either way it go, I like this setup. And when we look at the potential WrestleMania matches, I'm very interested in Seth versus Bron. I want to see how that goes. And I know Seth is going to get that man a good match. He going to sell for him and everything. And we'll see what happens. Now, reportedly, allegedly, Bron Breakker was slated to win the Royal Rumble.
Mm-hmm.
But these changes was made. And the changes go back to Cody Rhodes, Drew McIntyre saying, let's do a title change. And then it gives Drew the championship. And we're wondering what's going to happen. Is Cody going to get it back or whatever? It seems to me that we're going to get Drew McIntyre as the champ going in to WrestleMania. And he wanted to make sure that Cody Rhodes didn't win the Royal Rumble and don't have a chance to be picked because he knocked him out of the Royal Rumble. Mm-hmm. That was a big moment. Was there any other big moments or did it seem like just a cut and dry Royal Rumble?
Big moments. I may have to watch again because I'm leaning towards no. I wish I would have watched one more time before we had the show here. But I, you know what? I don't think there was any other big moment, so to speak. I think it was all about performance, and by performance, I'm meaning, I think we know who made the card based on how they performed at WrestleMania, and obviously it's the who's who, but this is the yeah, because how are you gonna do it without them? So like, you know, your Logan Paul, your Randy Orton, your, you know, I think, I mean, hey, Obafemi's going to WrestleMania, man. I love that for him. You know what I mean? Like, obviously, come on. Javon Evans is Javon Evans, right? I love how he's like 90. He's like 92 Shawn Michaels. Where it's like, but it's like the sell. Like, Javon Evans may be the best seller in wrestling right now. He literally just might be. And but it's so Shawn Michaels like. So I think if I had to give it to anybody else, as far as like star making moments, I'll go him. And that's no disrespect. So somebody's on my mind as I think about that, but I think it just kind of just showed who's gonna be at WrestleMania versus who isn't. For me,
I think it would have been star turning moments if we would have been in America.
That do play a major part. Saudi Arabia don't deserve PLEs. Sorry, I'll just say.
Yeah, that. I am out on Saudi Arabia hosting WrestleMania. Let me just say this. All right, I'm straight. We don't need WrestleMania there, but y'all sold it. Go ahead and do y'all thing, right?
Right.
Star making moments. Obafemi became a star at WrestleMania, and he solidified it this past week.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like, maybe I don't think this was a production issue or producer issue. I think it was a production issue. He, to me, became a star in the Royal Rumble, but they damn near killed it the way he was put out of the Rumble.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was a blip. And I think it was a blip because of production, not the producers of the match. I liked seeing all three of the blackest dudes in the Rumble together. I like Royce Keyes' debut, but it wasn't a star-making debut because that crowd was hushed.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. It was one thing for, you know, them to do the image and then change it. But again, because Saudi Arabia obviously doesn't like black people, it didn't hit like it did probably at Johnny Crib in Detroit, Michigan. You know what I mean?
Right, yeah. It just didn't hit. It didn't hit for me. So it wasn't outside. Trick Williams. Trick Williams was the black person that got cheered the highest.
Yeah. So
I think that was breaking color barriers. Response more than anything.
Yeah. If he's the one breaking the color barriers, then he'll be winning his first title in Saudi Arabia. Crown jewel.
But Roman Reigns won it. And I feel like they got it right because on Monday, man, when I say that is a great way to start a blood feud, so to speak, a major feud, that's how you, that to me, it's not on the same level, but it's in the same ballpark as Hulk Hogan Macho Man, the main event. Hogan Andre, the main event when you get to WrestleMania 4. That's on that same level to me is how you start a feud going into WrestleMania. Kind of old school when you think about all of these things happen in early February.
Yeah.
But before we get to CM Punk, Roman Reigns,
mm-hmm.
How the hell is La Parca in the Royal Rumble and not Finn Balor?
See, that's my point. That'd be my point right there. Who the fuck needed to see La Parca? Who? Especially in Saudi Arabia. Like, they wouldn't in Mexico City. They wouldn't in Albuquerque. They wouldn't even in Scottsdale, Arizona. Or San Antonio, Texas. If we're going to bring La Parca out for the Royal Rumble, it needs to be in a predominantly Spanish area where wrestling and lucha libre is, like, highly celebrated. Again, it's bad enough that we can say Finn Balor was not in the Royal Rumble for 2026. It's bad enough we can say that. What's worse is the fact that a number went to La Parca, and even the people from our era bank don't want to see La Parca in the Royal Rumble. So imagine, because I'm assuming they're all younger than us, imagine how Russ feels. Imagine how Damian feels. Imagine how I'm just going to scroll here. Like, I feel for y'all. Donnie, I feel for y'all. Because you don't give a fuck about La Parca. Hell, we barely do. So why put him in the Royal Rumble, especially over Finn Balor? You'll never get an answer that will make sense to me.
See, here's the thing that made me upset more about this whole thing. If you're going to do that, then Finn Balor should have squashed La Parca the next night on Monday Night Raw. The next night, you should have Finn just pissed. Just go. Imagine if Finn Balor, in his Irish accent, been going around Monday Night Raw pissed, saying, La Parca. La Parca, I'm going to call back to something that I know Camp is going to laugh at. Imagine me being in your house yelling La Parca instead of what I was yelling at that. La Parca? What you mean, La Parca? Out of all of the wrestlers, La Parca? Oh, you could have picked somebody else instead of La Parca. Sheamus could have limped up in there instead of La Parca?
Oh,
hell no. Y'all don't respect me that much? That y'all put La Parca in the Royal Rumble over me?
Yeah.
I could see Mr. Iguana. I could see Dragon Lee. But what has La Parca did for the WWE since we bought AAA? Yeah. Now, Finn Balor's wife is one of the backstage reporters for AAA. I'm still waiting for Finn Balor to go take out La Parca to say, yo, y'all disrespected me. To me, this was a drop ball by them by not doing anything more with Finn Balor feeling like he was disrespected by them putting La Parca in the Royal Rumble and not me. A former Universal Champion, a former tag team champion. I think he had the Intercontinental Champion. I am a former champion in this joint, and y'all brought La Parca, and not the OG La Parca. This La Parca is on Ozempic.
Yeah.
That's who y'all brought? Oh, y'all, I would have been on Adam Pearce's ass. Pause. What y'all saw with Paul Heyman and Braun Breaker, that should have been Finn Balor. Like, Finn, La Parca?
Yeah.
Y'all had La Parca in this joint? Not me? Oh, y'all tripping. And because y'all tripping, I'm about to go whoop CM Punk's ass. Now, you could kill all that. Why can you kill all that? Because on Monday Night Raw, the next night, we have the promo to kick off the road to WrestleMania for CM Punk and Roman Reigns. So we're not even getting the in-between that says, hey, at Elimination Chamber in Chicago on February 28th, we going to get CM Punk at home defending his title against Finn Balor. No, they went right to it. Roman Reigns, I pick you because I hate you. So if he hates CM Punk, can we get Finn Balor hating somebody for being...
Well, he probably hates everybody. Well, he probably does hate everybody, though.
Right. I think the WWE missed an opportunity to have Finn Balor crash out on Raw at the fact that La Parca was in that Royal Rumble and not him. He should have squashed La Parca on Raw, knowing, with us knowing, or finding out later, that CM Punk and Roman Reigns is going to go ahead and start that road to WrestleMania. Mm. Now, who CM Punk, or excuse me, now who Finn Balor going to crash out on? We don't even care now. It doesn't even matter. In fact, what Finn Balor did on Raw to destroy CM Punk does not matter. It don't. Mm. It has no bearing on anything at this point because now we're invested in CM Punk Roman Reigns. So when CM Punk going to get his get back on Finn Balor? Like, when he going to get it? Like, when, what? It, that don't even matter no more.
They doing Fast Lane this year?
No. It's Elimination Chamber is at the United Center on the 28th, and then we go to WrestleMania, I believe. I ain't seen nothing on the docket that says boom, boom, boom.
Hey, well, I mean, I'm only going to base it off of how CM Punk started the segment when he came out during Roman's time. There must be another Saturday night's main event coming where they're going to do that match one more time. But see, on that note, the next time I see CM Punk versus Finn Balor, I want Finn Balor to go over. So that's got to wait till after WrestleMania, or maybe just not at all, like you're suggesting. Because also at this moment right now, I don't see a world where Roman Reigns wins the Royal Rumble at the hottest he's ever been in his life as far as with the crowd. And going into a WrestleMania, that is. He's obviously been hotter when he was on the Tribal Chief run. But we haven't been in this space where Roman Reigns is about to win the title. And not only is he a fan favorite, he's like the undisputed fan favorite. And he's going to go into a WrestleMania and not win the title. He beat The Undertaker at WrestleMania when people hated him. And he got booed out of a couple of arenas when they were doing that. So I think when you look at it now, how does he not go over on CM Punk? How does he not win? So that does leave Finn Balor as the odd man out. This is actually worse than the injury for him, because now I can't even find a reason for you to be in this. Yeah. And I don't even like triple threat matches.
There's no reason to do anything regarding Finn Balor right now when it comes to that at this point. So before we get to Roman Reigns, CM Punk, does this mean that the implosion of the Judgment Day is imminent? Because Finn Balor got to crash out on somebody. Mm-hmm. Why not Dominic Mysterio? We already talked earlier in the show about Liv and Raquel and Roxanne and what would be a better title match other than, you know, Stephanie Vaquer. Mm-hmm. It feels like they've been teasing the breakup of the Judgment Day for about a year and a half.
Yeah.
Do we finally get that at WrestleMania?
I think so. I think so, because it might just be time. What I'm not mad at if we get it, if we see it, I'm not mad at the aspect of the Judgment Day literally breaks up because of WrestleMania and all of their spots in it. I like the aspect of Finn versus Dom or like them being at odds because I'm the champ and I'm at WrestleMania and you ain't. But I also like the fact that, you know what, had you not eliminated me, maybe I'd be in this main event at WrestleMania and not you. And then there's just Roxanne that's there and that's great. But like, yo, I'm kind of only here because, you know what I'm saying, of like chicanery, if you will, or because they never liked you anyway. Like, so everything in that spiral with JD out, JD, wildly enough, looks like the oldest of the Judgment Day versus like, yo, I'm the one that keeps everything together. I've been gone. I've been out. Now we really back. Like, they say it's Liv, but really it's JD. Because when JD came back from injury, all of a sudden, Dom and Finn ain't got no beef.
And that's a good point. That's a good point. All right, let's get to CM Punk and Roman Reigns. Mm-hmm. It's here. And Roman Reigns told that man, I'm picking you because I hate you.
It's fire.
Made my life hell. They had callbacks to the CM Punk infamous podcast with I forgot my man name.
Cole Cabana.
Yeah, Cole Cabana. They both had callbacks, and they kept those callbacks. At least CM Punk kept some of those joints during Super Bowl week at Radio Row. But yeah, CM Punk, Roman Reigns, WrestleMania, your night two main event.
Mm-hmm.
This is blockbuster to me, so it's not necessarily of a how do you feel. I'm going to ask the question, how far should this go? Because we've had CM Punk in Roman Reigns at WrestleMania before. We had it last year, but it was a triple threat match. But when we talk about two of your best talkers, two of your biggest stars, this don't need to be a one-off, do it? Like, do we just need to see this one night only and then champ wins and we move on? Do we need to, should this go on as long as Cody Rhodes and Drew McIntyre has? Like, should this be the start of something or the end of something when it comes to CM Punk and Roman Reigns?
Man, I guess this depends on either their health, right? More so CM Punk than anybody else. I don't know if I want to see 2, 3, 4 matches of CM Punk versus Roman Reigns, but hey, I didn't necessarily want to see that versus Kevin Owens or Drew McIntyre. The match I wanted the 2, 3, 5 part series was Seth Rollins, and we never got it. So, I want to say no. But then my legit question to myself is this. Do I care about CM Punk as a wrestler if he's not in the title hunt or seeking a quest for the title at this stage in the game? See, last decade, I'm with you. I watch CM Punk do anything. You know what I'm saying? Like, he wants to be the Start the Strange Society. He wants to take over Nexus. He wants to, you know, just hate John Cena, whatever. I'm here for it. Now, at this stage in his career, with even just the way he cuts his promos, if he's not in the title picture, or if he doesn't have a title match coming, I don't think I care anymore. But I can say different from Roman Reigns, because there's so much story that he can still have. There's about 4 or 5 non-title matches that Roman Reigns can have. To me right now, he still matters to me. I don't know if that's the same for CM Punk. So do they feel like I do? And we get this match again at Money in the Bank and then SummerSlam. Don't know, but that's how I'm feeling right now as you say that.
It's got to be a trilogy.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be a trilogy that Roman Reigns wins. We need to see CM Punk versus Roman Reigns in some type of capacity from April 19th to June.
Mm-hmm.
Because then we need to see at SummerSlam Seth Rollins versus Roman Reigns.
Mm-hmm.
We got to see that go into Seth and Roman. This way, you have two of the biggest storylines in the WWE in quite some time running into each other. Because if we let the internet and Unreal tell us, WrestleMania was supposed to be Seth Rollins versus Roman Reigns, but Seth got hurt. We getting that at SummerSlam, night 2.
That's right.
I don't need to see a winner of the King of the Ring I don't need to see none of that shit
right.
when it comes to Seth and Roman. I don't want a triple threat match again in this time for a belt.
Mm-hmm.
I need Roman to win the CM Punk feud and take that shit to take that shit to SummerSlam and go up against Seth Rollins, the match that we've been wanting to see one-on-one at the main event of a major pay-per-view at this stage in their career quite some time.
Yeah. Yeah.
And by doing that, you prove Roman right. Because he's going to be the common denominator in all of this. And you can't tell me that the WWE wouldn't be back to a fever pitch if Roman Reigns has CM Punk, then going to Seth Rollins for the back half of the year, at least for the summer. They'll have the hottest feud in the spring, going to the hottest spring. You will have the hottest feud in the spring with Roman Reigns and CM Punk. Transition that into the hottest feud of the summer with Seth Rollins and Roman Reigns. By the end of that, you would hope that there's somebody else that could come right in. Maybe it's Gunther. Maybe it's Bron Breakker. Maybe it's Drew McIntyre. Maybe it's somebody else that's ascended. Obafemi. Royce Keys. I don't know. But spring, summer, set. Roman Reigns, CM Punk, Roman Reigns, Seth Rollins, Jacob Fatu, maybe. I don't know. A civil war for the bloodline again, but it looks differently. I don't know.
Yeah.
But all I know, they set. You print money, and you can't mess this up, Triple H. Can't mess this up at all.
No, for sure. For sure.
But we will see about that. Now, it is time for the segment you all love, y'all. I know y'all love the segment because y'all send us emails and stuff. I'm lying. Y'all don't. Saying that y'all might send us like emails and stuff about this joint right here because y'all already know it is Do We Care. We ain't got a lot of Do We Cares to go on at that.
Yeah.
We got enough.
Absolutely.
Do We Care number one?
Uh-huh.
Should we care about the Vision? Like, we get Bron Breakker, who does not make on the Rumble, basically. You got Bron Breakker, who not only don't make the Rumble, but the next night on Raw, he looking at them crazy. You got Bronson Reed, who still got his issues with LA Knight. Yeah. Logan Paul was part of the Final Four.
Uh-huh.
Austin Theory, I don't know. Should we care about the Vision?
No. And it's at a worse point now than when it first started, if we just being real. Like, like, I know y'all didn't like the faction before and thought it was dead in the water, but this looks like this is turning into what was that biker gang faction?
Oh, Disciples of Apocalypse?
Yeah, it's turning into something like that. It's looking more Job Squad than it is anything. And that's a problem because you've got a lot of great talent over there. This is just a perfect example of people being great but not great together. Hey, outside of Larry Zbyszko, we will not talk about the Dangerous Alliance being terrible. But for me, man, to me, this is kind of hurting Logan Paul just in general. Like, talk about somebody that didn't need nobody. I didn't think Bron Breakker needed to be in this. Logan Paul definitely never needed to be in this. Logan Paul is the biggest star in this faction. He actually would have did himself more of a service attempting to be a tweener, because I ain't going to say face. He's never going to be a face. But he would have been better being a tweener and going against the Vision than actually joining them. So, no, we shouldn't care. And they making it real easy.
Yeah. That's The divisions Royal Rumble is not what I want to see out of a faction.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't see nobody elevated. You saw that Logan Paul didn't need them. Austin Theory is there just to take pins. And Bronson Reed is far away from the Vader that I thought he was going to become after we saw what he did to Roman Reigns.
Yeah, man.
The vision is Judgment Day right after they kicked Edge out. And he was like, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
I just don't have no faith that it's going to kick up or not.
Nah, it's not. Paul Heyman tried. The Royal Rumble was the kick up or notch part. It was supposed to. We were supposed to care that much more about Bron Breakker and the vision. Sorry. Wildly enough, he wouldn't my pick. And I didn't like pop for it, but Roman Reigns winning the Royal Rumble killed all of that. None of that shit.
Do we care too? The Bella Twins have stated that they're going after the WWE Women's Tag Team. We don't care, huh?
You know what? I'm sorry. I'm rude. Go ahead and finish, my brother. I'm rude. My bad.
Do we care about the Bella Twins going after the WWE Women's Championships?
No. Absolutely not. Sorry, ladies. It's over. No. There.
We call Brie in the Royal Rumble, though.
Yeah, absolutely. Brie Bella in the Royal Rumble, we caught that. But it's over. That's all we needed.
So we don't care about the Bellas versus Rhea Ripley and Io Sky?
Remote off. Like, literally, it's so wild, right? Because part of me wants to see the Bella Twins versus Io Sky just to show y'all how great Io Sky is. Rhea Ripley makes this a handicap match. And it's 202. So no, I'm sorry. Nothing about who they used to be and who they can be represented as today. No, dog. Call Rockin' Robin to somebody. We're not doing this. Sorry.
I don't care not one bit. Oddly enough, because of Nikki and not Brie.
Talk about it.
Because I feel like they do whatever they can to put Nikki in a position. When Breida won.
Yeah, that too.
It's like, if it was just Brie Bella and not Nikki, I don't think this fanfare would have been there. So, yeah, I'm... Like Donnie says, shouts to Cupola John. You know what I'm saying? Because... But he 21 and she 41. You know what I'm saying? 200-year difference. Go ahead and get the funny cash. Get the cash, fam. Go ahead and do what you got to do. But as far as in ring, nah, fam. I don't care about the Bellas versus Rhea Ripley and Io Sky. Like, I would rather see Bianca Belair and insert black wrestler that ain't Naomi and Jay Cargill go up against Io Sky and Rhea Ripley. Like, okay, Jada Parker. And hey. have Bianca Belair and Jada Parker versus Rhea Ripley and Io Sky. I do not care about the Bellas at WrestleMania night one or two wrestling for a tag team title. No.
10 cold grits.
Yeah, I'm straight on that. Guarantees. Do we have any guarantees today?
Man, I'm in a state of flux really for guarantees. I didn't really see anything that was worth guaranteeing. No, you know what? But I will say this though. Even though I think his match was impressive, I love the finish of Melo versus Miz.
Yeah.
But I tell you this, man. I guarantee that this fighting U.S. champion thing is not going as well as it needs to go for Carmelo Hayes. man, we're not getting enough character. We're not getting enough of his story. We're not getting enough of something that will take him out of the definitive mid-card. And I know that the U.S. title, much like the Intercontinental title, is meant to just highlight and showcase and respect the mid-card. But superstars either pursuing the belt or having the belt need to do something to show you, us, the audience, that, hey, this is just the beginning, though. We're not stopping here. And I don't think Carmelo Hayes is doing that. But I don't think he's doing that because the U.S. title is officially the mid-card gimmick. And I don't think he's a mid-card gimmick. I think he's undersized, but I think he'd still be a superstar. And unfortunately, this ain't it. As far as proving that.
The only reason why I'm going to disagree with you, the only reason why, because I feel like if at the beginning of the show I start talking about storylines when it comes to WrestleMania, I do think there's a storyline with him and Dragunov.
Okay.
That could be built upon. And I don't mind seeing Dragunov and Melo at Mania. I don't think we're going to get there. I think they're going to make them like the Friday WrestleMania show. But that match that they had, I like the sequence of the finisher. I wish he could have finished with his normal finisher, the leg drop off the, what's that, the famous or off the top rope.
Yeah, yeah.
But I see something there. I think there's potential. The only reason why I'm going to do this guarantee, because I still hope they do the crash out. While we know we're going to get CM Punk versus Roman Reigns at Mania, we're going to get the Finn Balor crash out. They got to give Finn Balor and CM Punk a match at Saturday night's main event or something. He loses. Then he crashes out on the Judgment Day, and that's how they break up.
Okay.
Because I don't think they're going to go with the match that I think they should do. They're going to do a version of it. They're not going to do what they should do. What should happen at WrestleMania, Rey Mysterio Jr. puts his mask and career on the line versus Dominic Mysterio's hair and Intercontinental Championship.
Mm.
That should happen.
Mm-hmm.
We ain't going to get that. We're going to get a mask versus mask match between the El Grande Americanos, which to me is kind of racist, considering who's under the mask.
Get, you got a point.
And because of that, we're going to get a face Dominic Mysterio versus a heel Finn Balor for the Intercontinental Championship.
Mm.
Because it is worth it to Dominic Mysterio to be the face than it is Finn Balor.
Mm.
We don't need that match. We need Rey versus Dom in the match that I just brought out. But we're going to get El Grande Americano 1 versus El Grande Americano 2. The American versus the Austrian or Englishman, whatever Kaiser is. German.
Yeah, German, yeah.
And to me, it's kind of racist.
Yeah. I mean, hey, you know, yeah. God bless America.
God bless America. Well, look, thank you guys for tuning in for the early Saturday episode of FBC. Make sure y'all follow us on everything. And as always, I pass it on over to my man's Kemp.
Yes, and we appreciate y'all for checking out this episode of the First Black Champ Podcast. I mean, hey, man, listen, everything you do to contribute to this is greatly appreciated, respected, and honored. We thank you so much for everything you do to contribute to this community, and just let you know it is never going unappreciated, and we hope you stay around for as long as we do this show, man. So, hey, listen, if you ever want to talk about wrestling in an unconventional way, you do so by checking out the First Black Champ Podcast. It's The Pick with the VP, DOC, and we are out. Fuck Ice and Johnny Wrestling.
With Car Guru's Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and Car Guru's Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder Car Guru's is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with Car Guru's at CarGurus.com. Go to CarGurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CarGurus.com. CarGurus.com.